We now come to our third feature, and this one really is in the Christmas spirit. Keith Skipper has an annual rendezvous with Santa Claus, and Ian Robertson will find that even Santa knows about the present issues affecting Norfolk. If you cannot bear puns, you may wish to jump to the next track.
Even good old Santa knows the present issues affecting Norfolk. My annual rendezvous with Santa Claus over a bag of steaming chips on Cromer Pier found him heavily reflective rather than typically rumbustious. I put it down to recession blues, penalty kick woes, climate change, political posturing, striking elves, devolution doubts, celebrity excesses, gratitude shortages, traffic pollution, blocked chimneys, and the rising cost of a beard and whiskers trim. Then again, I had picked up rumours the old boy was cheesed off, sharing those famous initials with the likes of Steve Coogan, Sean Connery, South Creek, Stooky Cockles, Stormont Castle, Stowmarket Co-op, Sebastian Coe, Simon Cowell and Sweet Caroline. Singularly calamitous, he exclaimed, by way of explanation for such an unseasonable demeanour. I suspected it had to be a prelude to a sackful of misgivings. I hadn't seen him like this since Rudolph and his pulling partners threatened to withdraw labour over bonus payments in 1991. My usual ploy of sprinkling his chips with salt, pepper and vinegar, before extending condiments of the season, would have been the epitome of poor taste. So I followed well-honed Norfolk instincts and asked why he looked as though he got up before he went anywhere. I expected better of Norfolk, sighed a clearly out-of-sorts Santa, unravelling a lengthy list from his fur-lined pocket, and daring me to guess where it ended. He jabbed a finger at several heavily underlined entries, released from a frown worthy of any henpecked husband trapped in a shopping crowd, and repeated his opening line. I felt bound to inquire in what ways this fine old county had let him down. Well, just look about all those impertinent questions about where I really came from. Does it matter if it's Lapland, Legoland, Limpenhose come slowly, as long as I get there and deliver on time? I've a good mind to leave notes with presents indicating I am now based in the USA headquarters, other side of Attleboro. I couldn't muster the temerity to claim he'd nicked that one from me several exchanges ago when we shared a Norfolk cracker suggestions to warm ourselves as the icy wind rattled our chip papers. In any event, he had moved on swiftly to an annual moan about too many demands from people who simply don't realise when they're well off. Chance for me to sprout little horns and play devil's advocate. But we have to move into the fast lane and claim our portion of any spoils going. A disdainful look escaped through a tangle of whiskers and beard. A withering put-down followed. That's hardly convincing from someone with a track record of wanting to single and then cobble the A11 highway. Santa called my bluff and we both grimaced at the prospect of denouncing wish lists built much more round grubby greed than proper thankfulness. He went first. Take this lovely part of the world, attracting bumper holiday crowds and grey power retirement bandwagons, and all I get from tourism bosses are calls for an even busier season next summer. It will end up in rationing if they're not careful. I tested him out by suggesting NDR stood for Nature Deserves Respect and Norfolk Defends Railways. After all, he had just floated over the priceless Bittern Line. But he kept up to date and insisted all carbon footprints should be counted. You can't bypass that northern distributor road, boy. And look at these pleas from builders, estate agents, councillors, MPs, business leaders and other movers and shakers to leave piles of what they call economic drivers under their beds. I tried to nudge him towards the brighter side with a couple of recent thrilling surveys, placing Nelson's County on the poop deck of the good ship HMS Quality of Life. Bah, humbug, came the predictable reply, with only a modicum of play-acting from someone able to spot unyielding traffic, ugly urban sprawl, and stacks of unaffordable housing from a great height at any time of year. Santa then introduced a bold approach to the old challenges of making do in the prolonged era of austerity. Ho, ho, he twinkled. I realised immediately the other ho had to be held back in case it might be needed when things got really bad. While that sort of forward thinking symbolises need for cutting down operations across our land, he still feels able to strike a confident note or two in his message to constant believers. I did wonder if electricity suppliers would hold up if so many places lit up in November. But perhaps that was no more than impertinence to embrace the true spirit of togetherness. People tend to forget how many dark nights I have flown through to dispense little parcels of hope, and they don't seem to realise how my annual exercise is subject to the same fluctuations in fortunes as any business below. Just enough time to tell him Western Link simply meant construction workers would wear cowboy hats. And I couldn't resist asking if he might be available for the next World Cup if personal downsizing proved effective. He smiled like a little lad unwrapping a new football on Christmas morning. Well, I've always fancied myself as a roving Santa forward. The Jingle Bell
Rock. Thank you, Ian. Santa forward, that's awful. And that's the end of this edition of Chatterbox. Here is our regular reminder. When you have finished with the recordings, put the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over first. You do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and our thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Bob Johnson. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We'll definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk or visit our website on www.cbtn.org.uk. And don't forget that immediately after this edition of Chatterbox, we have the 2022 Christmas special. So this is goodbye from me, Lorna Jesty.
And it's goodbye from me, Mike Spivey. Goodbye.